रासोत्सवे जय इह गोकुल चंद्र बाहु स्पर्शेन सौभग भरम नितराम अवाप ग्रेवेयकम केन किमुत्तम तव कंठ देशम संपूजयिष्यति पुनः सुभगे जनोयम। रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी आफ्टर आफ्टर डेकोरेटिंग बाय अंगद एंड अंगद, नाउ he took his hands to give Angad in the hands of Srimati Radhika, but he came in out sense and he saw that no Radhika, nothing, no ornaments, and he became restless, feeling so much separation, and began to weep. But the modes in her heart was continued. After some time, he again went in inner side and saw that Angad has been given, and he wanted to give her contribution, necklace. So he was praying Radhika, her master, "O Subhage, may I decorate your kanthadesh, throat, a necklace?" So he is telling him, her, "Subhage." What is the meaning of Subhage? In Hindi or Sanskrit, Subhage means Sobhagyavati.
Very good fortune.
Very good fortune. When a Mahabhagavat remembering the pastimes of Krishna in Ashtakaliya Leela, he does not think that I am that person. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, when thinking all these things, he does not think, he has no remembrance that he is Raghunath Das Goswami. And actually his all behavior, all behaviors, are in mood of a Rati Manjari. Similarly, any person who is qualified and serving Radha and Krishna or Radhika, then he forgets the upper
outer
thing, everything. Who is he? How is he? And sings in that mode only, that I am Kinkari, Srimati Radhika Kinkari, and serving myself. So Raghunath Das Goswami is realizing that I am Rati Manjari, Artulsi Manjari. I am not a Raghunath Das Goswami or any worldly avesh, worldly remembrance or any avesh. Avesh means a any thought comes at that time. At that time, no jariya asakti, attachment, worldly, nothing. Only Swarup Avesh is there. Swarup Avesh, I am Kinkari of Radhika, I am so on, doing all these things. I am always Kinkari. So in our this bhakti sadhan, gradually these worldly attachments, requirements and everything should go away. If it goes, this avesh, this attachment goes, by nature, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya, all will go away. All this depends on that avesh, jadi avesh, material attachment. Attachment meant not avesh, perhaps.
But absorption.
Absorption.
Being absorbed in material.
Yes, yes, this thing. So we should try from beginning to give up our worldly attachments and worldly observations and all things by and by. But it is so hard. But it will have to do. Will have to do. No other way. At that time, when he was thinking that I am that Manjari, Kinkari of Srimati Radhika and serving Radhika, he saw that in box it was the
necklace
was there, and I will have to give it in her name. He at once remembered the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is so fortunate that Krishna always is controlled by Radhika. He is always in control of Radhika. Here, Rash, the root of a Rash is a Rasa. So, all our previous Acharya, Jiva Goswami especially, has told that, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that the Ras is a Rasa Samuha. So many Ras.
Mixture
of so many Ras. Not mixture.
Enchanting.
समूह मैंने की हवे सो मेनी रस मिक्स लॉट ऑफ रस मैंने नॉट वन सो मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ रस लाइक फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग श्रद्धा श्रद्धा इज ऑल्सो इन प्रेम अवस्था तो रसानाम समूह इज रास सो मेनी रस आर कॉल्ड रस एस्पेशली परम रस समूह Srimati Radha is Rasheshwari, because all the Rush are in Srimati Radhika. All the Rush are in Krishna. So Krishna is Rasheshwar, and she is Rasheshwari. Rasanam Samuha, all the Rush. I was telling that Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, all are in Prem. And Prem goes up to high level. Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. And the Swarupa of Srimati Radhika is Mahabhav. And it goes also up. So in a Rash, everything is there. In Srimati Radhika. And by all these things, Srimati Radhika is serving. In this Rash, Krishna is not Karta. Rash is Karta. And Karna is Radhika and Krishna. Root to Mukhya and all gopis. Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of all gopis. His one, each bhav moods are all gopis. So all here combined is a rash. When we will see what is sneha, what is pranay, what is rag, what is anurag, what is bhav, and mahabhav and upper stages, that each things, each all these things, have lakhs and lakh kinds of modes. Not only one. Sneha, not only one. So many things. Anurag. So, meeting gopis, dancing, bhavangi, you know, these modes. Man, all are including in Rash. All max, then Rasha. And from a rush, it has come as a rash. So here, she is seeing Srimati Radhika in rash, and in rash, Krishna has made himself the necklace of Srimati Radhika's neck. His two arms has become as the in the shape of necklace. He has not done for others. Especially, he remembered one thing. Gokula Chandra connected with this Subhage. Krishna is like Chandra. All the gopis are like Tara.
Stars.
And they are all playing with Krishna. In the midst of two Krishna, one gopi, and in the midst of two gopis, one Krishna. It dancing, singing. So the rasa was going on its very high level. Gokul here is telling that she is remembering that Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering past times of very past days, that Kamdev has done offense in the feet of Shankar. And he was so angry with him. And he gave curse to Kamdev. Now Kamdev has returned to Shankar and praying him that you should pardon me. And that is why he shaped in Kambu, Kambu Kanta. Kambu Kanta, you know? We conch. Kamp has come in the shape of Kamdev. No? And that Kamdev, from this sankh of Radhika, he is giving a flow of Ganges water. Shankar has taken Ganga, and there is Chandra. So Krishna Chandra, Gokula Chandra. And from his head, from that Chandra, water of Ganges is coming in Shankha. What is Shankha? Srimati Radhika's neck is, that is Shankha. Shankha means?
Conch.
And Surdhani is coming out of that Shankha. And Shiv is there in two shapes, lower part of Kambu. And water of Ganges is coming there, and water is pouring there. So that Shiv may, Shankar may, so much pleased by what? Shiv only is pleased giving a very little water there. So, thinking this, this Kamdev is praying and giving water from the neck of, as if water is coming. What is water? That what necklace she is giving by both sides, coming on Shankar in the shape of there. And he is praying to them that हमको क्षमा कीजिए. So remembering this, she is remembering to Srimati Radhika. In this view, Krishna is giving necklace in your
neck.
Remember, she began to smile. You are very intelligent. So he became so much pleased to this sakhi. Then he took in his hand that necklace and tried to give in the neck of Srimati Radhika. So in each service, she remembers Srimati Radhika, the pastimes of Krishna, and connecting with them. Always giving Uddipan Bhav. Uddipan means?
Stimulating
Srimati Radhika. In Govinda Lilamrita, perhaps, or no, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? Bhavanamritam. It has written in Nishanta Lila that Srimati Radhika telling, told by this sari named Manju Bhashini, is telling that all the best sundaris, beautiful ladies in whole world, kishoris, have become astonished that is coming from your Saubhagyabhairi. Saubhagyabhairi means your Saubhagya is like a flute, not flute. Bhairi means a Sahanai, you know? Not Sahanai. Very sweet melody voice. Hearing this means that you have controlled Krishna. Krishna is so much controlled by you that Chandravali, even what to tell all others, have become astonished to hear your Saubhagya that Krishna is always controlled by this. In Rasasthali, I have been also told in Krishna Bhavanamrita that Jayeshwari Sriya Bilas Saubhag Sri Tarsit Sri Mukha Mukha Jauvate. In Raslila, it has been told by Sukadeva Goswami that there were so many various kinds of instruments which were played by gopis. Dumph, you know, Krishna was playing on Murli or Bansi. There was Veena, Tungvidya, very expert in Veena, and all other Sakhi, Mridanga, so many things they used. But more prominent instruments were two. One was Bhairi, and other was Dundubhi. The two instruments are always played by demigods. But in Ras, gopis were doing. Bhairi was using Krishna, and Radha was playing on Dundubhi. How? Krishna Rasa Chaturya. Krishna is Rasik. Greatest Rasik. So his Rasa Chaturya, English? Rasa Chaturya is Bhairi. Means Krishna posing, Krishna playing on flute, Krishna mode of talking, singing were most important thing. That was an instrument that is called Bhairi. Not Bhairi, but like Bhairi. It has been given example. And Srimati Radhika Saubhagya is Dundubhi. Both this Bhairi and Dundubhi Rajmanli were played in this Ras. It means that Krishna was so wise, so chatur, expert, that by his chaturi, anyone cannot know, did not know any of the gopis. And cleverly, wisely, he took Srimati Radhika from Ras and went another place. Anayaradito nunang Bhagavan Hari Deshwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Pritam Jam Anayataraha. Anayataraha. It was the skill of Krishna, very good art of Krishna, that is skillfully he made Manvati Radhika and took her. So in the Ras, Krishna's skillfulness was what?
Very.
And in other, Srimati Radhika Saubhagya. Krishna wanted to show the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika. So he played like so. He called all gopis in dance. Ras was going on, and skillfully anyone could not saw Krishna playing with any other gopis, but only Radhika saw. Why? It was the school of Krishna. And he wanted to establish the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika. And that is why skillfully he played like so, and Srimati Radhika became Manvati. And he left the Ras first and Krishna when anyone could not saw. And after that, she took Srimati Radhika with him, decorated by flowers, and he especially made a very good heart, necklace of flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui, and all others. And he made and he gave with his own hand Srimati Radhika. That Raghunath Das Goswami remembered this person. How Subhage you are. So he is telling Subhage, Gokula Chandra, and Graiveya Kena, all these things. Also, it has been told Rasa Lila Jat Esa Jaya Sanjujate Anisham Hari Vidagdhatam Jaya Radha Saubhagya Dundavi Bhirja. Also, in Krishna Bhavanamrita it has been told that Krishna is Vidagdha. Lalit? Bhir Lalit and Vidagdha. This is very. Without this, he cannot be Nayak. He cannot be Rasik. So this is very. And Radha Saubhagya is Dundabhi. So everywhere it has been told. So Srimad Bhagavat is a Amal Puran which declares the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika in Bhagavat Malli. Because in all Purans, Krishna, Bhagavata and all other things have been described. But here, Bande Nanda Braja Istri Naam, Istri Naam, what is the meaning? In Istri Naam Madhe Srimati Radhika. So Gopinang Madhe, only Srimati Radhika. Fit dust he likes, to keep it in her head, or to serve her. Or in the disha, jis disha mein hai, usko pranam kar rahe hain. In the direction where these lotus dust are there, he wants to pray. So he is telling, Rasotsave jay iha Gokula Chandra Bahu. Krishna has given his hands, two hands, in the neck of Srimati Radhika, like a beggar, to beg the prem of Srimati Radhika, like to beg the mercy of Srimati Radhika. He should never leave me. If he leave me, I will die. Like little boys, having two hands in the mother's neck, and begging something, Maya, do, give me mother. Or any priyasi can do it to his husband, like this. But here, Krishna is begging prem, mercy of Srimati Radhika, that he should not leave. Again, rasasthali. Otherwise, for whom I am doing ras? I am only doing this ras for only you. So in ras, this Saubhagya came to Srimati Radhika, and whole world knew the mahima, the glory of Srimati Radhika. So, he was in a mood to give the necklace, remembering all these facts, Srimati Radhika. And he was in a mood to give this necklace in the neck of Srimati Radhika. When he gave her hand in his, about, he was about to give it, at once he came in outer sense. And he saw that I am rolling down on the bank of Radhakund. No Radhika, no Ras, no Krishna, nothing is there. No necklace is here. And he became so worried and began to weep and began to pray that, O Srimati Radhika, you should be merciful, that any day will come for me, that may I give necklace in your neck, in which Krishna has once, in the Rasasthali, he has tried to give his hands as a necklace. O my Radhika, my master Radhika, I don't know nothing more than you. You are my everything. So please be merciful to me that this day should come and I can serve like this to you.